With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Wildfires continue to rip through portions of North and South Carolina.
Wildfires continue burning in both North and South Carolina, fueled by millions of downed trees left over from Hurricane Helene, along with dry, windy conditions forcing numerous evacuations. Jeremy Waldrop with North Carolina Forest Service says in Polk and Henderson counties, three wildfires have burned more than 6,000 acres, and the largest two are out of control at this point.
It's going to be a long duration event for this fire, as well as any other fires that are burning currently.
In neighboring South Carolina, two wildfires are burning in Table Rock State Park and nearby Persimmon Ridge. I'm Julie Walker.
The Atlantic on Wednesday released the entire signal chat among senior national security officials. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked if he's confident the information shared on the Signal chat was not classified.
Well, the Pentagon says it was not, and not only did they say it was not, they make very clear that it didn't put in danger anyone's life or the mission. There was no intelligence information. And understand, when this story first broke, they were sort of alluding to, were there war maps, or this is, there was no war plans on there. This was a sort of description of what we could inform our counterparts around the world when the time came to do so.
The chat showed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth provided the exact timings of warplane launches and when bombs would drop before the men and women flying those attacks against Yemen's Houthis this month on behalf of the United States were airborne. President Trump is placing 25% tariffs on auto imports, a move the White House claims will foster domestic manufacturing. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 132 points. This is SRN News. House Republicans have introduced new pro-life legislation in Congress.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025, and it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
The Unification Church in Japan was ordered dissolved by a court following a request by the Education Ministry. The government cited manipulative fundraising and recruitment tactics that hurt followers and their families. The church called the court order regrettable and unjust. It also said it was considering an appeal of the revocation order, which would take away its tax-exempt privilege and require liquidation of its assets. This is SRN News. Researchers say they are in limbo as Columbia University bows to President Trump's demands in a bid to restore federal funding. We hear more from correspondent Julie Walker.
Much of the $400 million the Trump administration cut from Columbia University over anti-Semitism concerns on campus went to researchers working off campus on things like curing cancer and studying COVID impacts on children. That's what pediatric researcher Dr. Danny Dimitriou does.
The funding cuts have not been specific to topics that involve things like anti-Semitism.
She says
the health of moms and babies is, broadly speaking, a very bipartisan issue.
Salvaging research projects was a factor in Columbia's decision to bow to the Trump administration's demands for change. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.